Hi, everybody. Well, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and the date is the 20th of July, and we're in the year of 2018. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, clearing the date. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, energizing those to bring you peace energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's clear that, so think of it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So we'll put Ann on. So Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone listening, or maybe I should say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending upon where you are in the world. I know we have people listening from all over. And so welcome, everyone. A special welcome to anyone who's new. If you're just finding Ron Ametron, who's been speaking, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Creation Lightship is where we were all created and where you can visit and receive healings from that are pure source energy. It's where you were made, so therefore it's how you can get the energy and healing that you need. Ron's has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com. Also for the show this evening, you can contact us by sending an email to clsquestions@bbsradio.com or on the BBS radio station page. There is a link to the Weebly chat, and you can send a message that way. So you're welcome to do both of those, either of those. Ron did a wonderful healing call today. If you were part of that call, we'd love to hear how you're feeling and any responses you have. In fact, Ron allowed us all to remain on Creation Lightship, so people who were registered for that call are actually still receiving their healings. I'd like to share some of these things because you can come on to Ron's private, or not private, but in-person healing calls he does as a registered absentee. So someone who maybe was absentee on the call today may not realize that Ron generously gave us this extra benefit of 2.5 hours more of additional healing. So thank you for that, Ron. So it's Friday night, and that means it's Paranormal Friday. So if you have some odd experiences going on or just questions that you have about that how life can be a little weird, please send in your questions to Ron. So I'll go to the emails now, Ron. And the first one, all kinds of craziness going on the last few days. This is from a listener in back east, I believe, Pennsylvania. So all kinds of craziness going on last few days. Please check if the Earth is in alignment. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, it was out this morning, so I had to do some work on that. And so thank you for sending me emails so I can look at them. And very good. So, yeah, it took a while to put it back into alignment. Did that in the morning.
Oh, well, so wonderful, Ron. Thank you for sharing that and letting us know. And thank you, listener, for sending that in. Okay, I'm going to move on to another email from a different listener. I am writing Ron to see if I missed something. This Wednesday, I was on my way to a local lake to go swimming. I missed the road and was 20 minutes late, wondering where I was. I knew my thoughts had taken me sideways. I was thinking about the last visit to the lake when we almost missed the turn then. So I was doing the mind to heart drop, and I knew I had the computer up and running at home. Then I saw ship clouds. In the water, I felt movement up and down my left arm in the muscles. I got home to find my main computer was down. It had rebooted it and then ran the Be Here Now and started on the skin auric field again for the movement in the muscle tunnels. The Wednesday show, Ron did an alien mind fog sample healing, and I felt something release off my face. The Thursday clone call, my body organs were all shut down, which was very disturbing. I felt so wonderful after last Thursday's call, yesterday, I believe they mean. Any new death barcodes, Ron? My birthday is next week. I had a feeling I was not going to make it until then. Is there a sample clearing you can do? Feel so violated. Put up timeline crashes and the alien abduction, too. Thanks so much.
Do a clearing here for just being kind of out of sorts. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. So let's see if that helps out. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And we have another person asking for suggestions of clearings for a situation they are having. So I won't go into the details for people who don't care to follow the news. I know there are a lot of them. But this person lives in a town in the South that had a very serious, sad tragedy happen. And, of course, it's nothing in a way to do with this person, but they do live there, so they were affected. And there's a lot of sadness there. It's very palpable and painful. I will run the heartache clearing on myself and some timeline crashes. Then here's the question, Ron. What can I do for the town? Perhaps a blanket healing. Blessings.
Nothing really, because the town is not a person. See, you might do the clearing for the earth being out of balance, possibly. But as far as trying to work with people in the town and stuff, no, it won't work that way. So maybe the, energy for earth alignment or something. But all you can do is work on yourself and release the energy from you so you won't be connected to everyone in the town that's having a situation. So you don't want to get driven onto their timeline. So back to you.
Right, and I would also suggest the emotional body clearing, which I'm sure this person has if they're already doing timeline crashes. And the emotional body clearing is for, again, anyone listening who's new, is the healing Ron recommends people do first to just clear your whole life of emotions from birth. And then when something like this person went through, if you buy the unlimited version of the healing, you can always go back in there and clear something that affected you and clear it out. Okay, here's, back to paranormal. If the earth needs to be aligned, how can it be flat at the same time? Thanks.
It can still be put out of alignment, so.
Okay.
Back to you. Yep,
all
everything's
right.
Possible.
Okay. Okay, here's something about a question about healings. If you notice, as Ron, every show that we do, Ron clears the date for us, and many people clear the date every day. Ron offers a clearing called the natal barcode clearing, where you can clear your name and a lot of different things in your life that end up with you corded or having unwanted attachments, and one of them are the numbers of the date. So this person said, "Hi, Ron, I'm doing... Every day I do the date clearing for seven people. if I write their names all at once using a large TV screen and put up their photos, would this work? Thank you so much for your kindness and wonderful work.
Say that one again. I didn't quite catch on.
They're doing the NATO barcode clearing for seven different people every day to clear the date. So I guess they've purchased it seven times.
Okay. Yeah, that would be okay.
And right, so they want to clear the date, and they want to put in, you know, Ann, Ron, Billy, Bobby, Susie, all at the same time. And, yeah, I that makes sense. Okay. So, staying on the paranormal, there have been ongoing for a long time a lot of battles with aliens, and many of our listeners are actually enlisted into the time-traveling Special Forces soldier units. And this listener is, and this listener is also somebody who has vision and sees what's going on. So I wanted to share this. Thank you for writing in, and it's very interesting. As I'm writing this, let me see when they wrote it. I think they wrote it today. No, they wrote this yesterday. So as I'm writing this right now, we are in a battle, going through space, seeing many stars. We were moving quickly and not stopping, but actually finding many body parts of humans and returning them. Since I can see what's going on, I saw a human head. It was a giant one with its mouth open, only I knew it wasn't human. I stopped my Special Forces unit to investigate. Several alien ships that looked like the stars we were seeing in our night skies, but not stars of light like we were passing earlier, stopped to watch. Then the battle started. We are doing hits on both this giant thing and its relative, which it called to help it. Now I can see the other alien ships, and I can even see with my eyes open. A metallic ship popped up, but not sure what we did with it, about the size of 10,000 of our suns. I wonder if anyone else can write in about the space battles, because they're so fascinating and what I always wanted to do, but was not able to go to space until recently.
Very good.
Yes, that is really fascinating. Thank you so much for sending that in. It's disturbing, especially for new people who may not have been hearing this before, but okay. Oh, a listener wrote in for the other listener who wants to help her town, could she get a sovereign soldier to look around if she is enlisted or he is enlisted?
No, the sovereign soldiers don't do anything like that. They just deal with aliens. And they can help you if you have troubles happening to you, but as far as putting energy out to do stuff, no. They just don't do that.
Okay. All right. Okay. We've had a lot of questions recently about a particular healing Ron offers called the skin auric clearing. So this is a question on that, Ron. Does this clearing have a component of actually clearing a timeline without having to do separate timeline crashes, for instance, on those tunnels or vortexes? Oh, those tunnels or vortexes in the body sound like timelines.
That's a hard one to answer. You know, everything is a timeline, so yes, but it's kind of more, it deals with more energy that's coming into you from the beyondo.
Yeah,
so it's a little hard to, you know, to talk about that and describe it because it doesn't
make sense to most people.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, for instance, if we just think about even the emotional clearing that I just mentioned, when you do that, you're getting off of timeline. So really every clearing in one respect takes us off of timelines, right? But I do the skin arc a lot, and I usually do it with, whenever I timeline crash something, I usually also put it through the skin arc. But I've never really felt like it would take the place of timeline crashes. But if maybe other people have, I don't know, if people want to write in about that, it's a terrific clearing. Okay, so this might be, Ron, a follow-up to the Wednesday show, something you and Michelle may have spoken about. Can you please explain how to request a happy timeline? Thank you kindly.
Well, that's what you do, is just request it.
Meaning you just request it out loud.
Yeah, out loud, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So, Ron, last week you announced that you may do the century clearing as an evening group clearing. It's one you've done traditionally one-on-one over the phone, and because you're so busy, it's hard to do that. So we're getting a lot of requests, and it seems like the most popular nights of all are Mondays and Wednesdays for people. So we'll,
okay.
As we get, you know, over the next few weeks, Ron will decide when he can do that, and we will announce it, and we'll see how many people want to do it, and maybe you may end up having to do two different nights, Ron. We'll see how many people sign up for that.
Okay, yeah, that could be a possibility.
Right, because one person I know that said they sent in a few nights, and one of them wasn't Monday. They were only free on Wednesday. I thought Monday is a good night because you have the radio show and you could do it right after, and that's sort of a good time for the people back east. I don't know. But we'll announce it when that's decided. Okay, a listener wrote in, and thank you so much. We appreciate when listeners write in to help other listeners. So to that listener who was feeling out of whack, this is the person that got thrown off kind of by going to their lake, which is a shame. But so here's what they say. Good idea to do the skin auric clearing because of all the partial solar eclipses, an upcoming total lunar eclipse, and in August, another partial solar eclipse. Recommend a nervous system clearing. Could Ron do a special conference call as the eclipses make it hard on the nervous system? If he cannot during August, then may I suggest the body restoration, if not on conference call or the harmonic frequency clearing, specifically the vagus nerve. So I guess they mean write in the vagus nerve on the harmonic frequency call. So anyway, I don't know, Ron, if you would consider doing a special call for our nervous systems, specifically in August, since planetary things seem like they'll be going on and that affects our nervous system.
Well, we could do something maybe. Why don't you jot that down and we'll see what it looks like.
Okay. So, yes, and the harmonic frequency clearing is a good idea for that person. And then Ron is planning to do another body restoration call in September. So when that date is scheduled, that will also be announced. And thank you very much, listener, for sending that in. Okay. And thank you for writing in about the a call. Yeah, we have quite a few people sending in for about the century call. Okay, so I just wanted to mention this. I believe someone sent this in also in reference to a conversation on Wednesday, but I just wanted to bring this up. The planet star removal clearing also has vortexes, portals, and stargates. So that's a really good clearing to run. If something outside of you, I would think that would help with these eclipses and things that that person wrote in about too, Ron. Would you say the planet star removal?
Yeah, that helps out a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people like having that.
Okay. Oh, okay. A person sent in, thank you very much, the skin auric clearing for me to share what's on it with people. And it is, it's a wonderful healing. So shall I do that, Ron, and just read through what the...
That'd be wonderful, yeah. Good idea.
And then I wonder if something catches your attention, Ron, maybe you could give us a sample of one of these.
Okay,
we could maybe think of an issue, and you could, you know, do a sample on one. You know, it's a long list, but I'll go through what it clears. So you, of course, have entered your issue at the top, and the steps are, there are actually 14 steps. Okay, so the first thing is removal of skin connection points. Step two is removal of pore connection points. Number three, removal of bodily fluid connection points. Number four, big one, removal of programs.
Hmm.
Yeah. Number five, removal of backup programs. Step six, removal of orbs. Step seven, removal of alien parasites. Step eight, removal of alien implants. Step nine, removal of entities. Step 10, removal of internal tunnels. Step 11, healing of insides and skin. The next step is spirit infusion, but there's a one you can write in, which is muscle memory. Remove muscle memory. You put in by your name. It was left off the list. So I would do that one before spirit infusion because that's usually done at the end of the healings. And then a fantastic bonus, comforting, soothing energy from the light beings. And what I do, the default on this is 15 minutes. So I put in my issue at the top, and then I usually run through it one time for 15 minutes. Then if it's time to go to bed and I haven't finished all night, I'll run removal of programs or removal of backup programs or comforting, soothing energy from the light beings, one of those, that, and then I go back to it the next day, and then I kind of, it's very often that I feel like something is cleared after that. But what, maybe you could talk, Ron, about how, if you have an issue, like, let's call it a boo, you have a boo-boo, this clearing hits it at so many different levels that you wouldn't necessarily know was going on, like, for instance, removal of entities and alien parasites, alien implants, orbs, all these things. So can you talk about that, Ron, how that, you know, makes it so thorough?
Yeah, the clearing has so many ways you can enter into, you know, working, you know, with yourself by releasing the energies. I'll do a sample. Which one should you think I should do a sample of for people?
Well,
you don't know which
I
one is
going to
be the one that's going to help you.
Pardon?
You don't know which one's going to be there to actually, you know, help you and assist you in that situation that you're dealing with. So
I know. Well, one that's always helpful, that always seems to need to be done, is entities, removing entities from an area.
Okay. Yeah, we did that today on, you know, on the call. So here we go. Entities. So think of a mannerism that you have, or maybe a physical condition, problem that you're dealing with. And we'll see if, and the work entities work good to get rid of pain. So if you have pain in your body, that's another way of dealing with it. But here we go. And see what happens. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. Okay, let's just see if that's helped you with a situation that you're dealing with. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and I'll just add that as with most of Ron's clearings, there's a custom input option at the top. You put your name in, of course, at the top, and then you can put in whatever your particular situation is. But it's also very interesting, some of the options that Ron has put in here. And I'll just share some of, I'll share them all. It's very interesting what you can choose if, you know, they give you an idea of where you, how you can heal. So it starts with head, neck, the second one. Three, shoulders, arms, and hands. Four, chest area. Five, stomach, intestine area. Six, hips. Seven, legs. Eight, feet. Nine, spine / back. Then, front side, back side, left side, right side. Then it goes on to relationships / courtings with others. Relationships / courtings with objects and things or things, then addictions and patterns, dislikes, judgment, and racism, sexual, talking, hearing, smelling, time, thoughts, vision, watching, seeing. Energy imitating a person, energy imitating an object. So if you've ever imitated somebody like that you worked with or a family member, or if you ever pretended you were a thing, maybe on Halloween, you can clear that here. And I love the vision, watching, and seeing one. If you ever see something or watch something that you find later you shouldn't have, and it bothered you or triggered you in some way, it's really great. And what is another one I wanted to mention? Oh, I think it'd be really great to just every once in a while run front side, back side, left side, right side, even if you're not really having any issue go on. And this clearing does have prerequisites, which is the emotional, mental, fear body, and entity, I believe, Ron, whole life clearings. And then when you're ready to purchase it, it is $200, and you send your receipt to Ron, and he will send you the codes. So it's not actually available on Ron's website like the others are. But thank you for doing that sample. Okay. All right, so someone wrote in about entities. One, I think I am self-sabotaging myself. I think I have that clearing, and ran it, but it seems like I'm still offending people without meaning to. Then I never hear from them again, and they never tell me what I did or said wrong. Then I feel betrayed. I also suspect entities are causing me to forget the BBS shows and Creation Lightship Healings. And to me, this is really weird. Any suggestions? Thank you, Ron, for everything. So they feel like they're being distracted possibly by entities.
Yeah, entities, do entity releases, but, are you doing the Be Here Now clearing? That you can do a lot. And that could help you maybe remember the shows. You know, naturally the mind to heart drop is what should be done too, but you might just run the Be Here Now clearing off and on during the day if you can. I think it only runs for about 15 minutes or something. So, it is good to do that one.
Yes, Ron, that's a great suggestion.
Let's see what the listeners come up with.
Yeah, and, I was thinking, too, this is a good time for you to maybe talk about the new Earth. And to me, that's an example of a person who is doing their healings. They're on the new Earth, for instance, when they're on healings, doing healings, on the calls, but something is blocking them from being fully on the new Earth, I would say. So is there some way, Ron, we can think of that to help this person stay all the time on the new Earth?
Well, you're probably not going to stay all the time on the new Earth. The only way to stay on the new Earth all the time is not to think. Remember, as soon as you have a thought, then you're on a timeline. And so, if you could be on the new Earth, a half an hour a day, that'd be great. Then you're at peace a lot. But the only way you're going to be on the new Earth is to become peaceful and to do the mind to heart drop and not to think. So that's the bottom line. Like I've always mentioned, people say, why am I having so much trouble on the Earth here? Why am I being put on timelines? What do I talk about past events in my life? That's because you're viewing those timelines and or you have something talking to you in your head, putting you on timelines. So, the whole thing is not to think. Be peaceful. And then when you become peaceful, then you're automatically going to be on the new Earth because you don't have any mind chatter, which is taking you off of the new Earth. So we'll see what other people do to become peaceful. Maybe they could write in something, and maybe they can say how often they feel like they're on the new Earth. But as soon as you have a thought and you're trying to do something people bring you into the old Earth because they're talking, putting you on timelines, then, that gets to be difficult. So, and eventually you will become peaceful as you start doing clearings to release the mind chatter from you, from all the different energetic bodies that are contaminated. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I had a thought while you were talking there, and recently you gifted us with healing belief on the special healing, whole life healing, which was actually designed to be a physical healing, but you're allowing us to clear belief so that we can have faith that the healings that we do are really working. And I thought of that and wondered, is there some kind of belief in the new Earth and the peace of the new Earth and the clarity and the, contentment and satisfaction of living there? Is there some clearing that could take away, could we timeline crash disbelief in the old Earth, or do we need to do that perhaps, disbelief in the new Earth or something?
Well, I guess a different way to look at it is that you're not, it's not like driving your car and the left-hand turn is the new Earth and the right-hand turn is the old Earth, okay? It's not like that. You're on the new Earth automatically when you stop thinking, and then your body becomes peaceful and you have no thoughts. You're automatically there. Now, how much you're there depends on how many clearings you've had, because the densities in your body will prevent you from going there. So as you do more and more clearings and you do the Earth transport clearing, then that those energies are on the new Earth because you've cleaned out different parts of you. Different cells in your body have got cleaned out, and that they will, they're always on the new Earth, whether you're thinking or not thinking. They're automatically there. So if you stop thinking and you stop judging and you become peaceful, then you're automatically on the new Earth. So it's not a mental choice for you. Okay? Hopefully that's helped people. Because some people try to figure out, am I on the new Earth or not on the new Earth, in the old Earth? Well, as soon as your mind gets involved, you are automatically put on the old Earth. Because that's where you are. And then you're in duality. So it's up to you to choose to be peaceful. And then you don't have any internal confrontations. You're not judging yourself and others. And instantly, you're on the new Earth because you're at peace. So you can't, you know, mentally think about going to one or the other, or, you know, am I experiencing the new Earth, or am I on the old Earth? You know, once you start looking at it and trying to dissect it, then you're on the old Earth. And then you're in time, and the aliens are controlling you, and then you're put on multiple hundreds and thousands of timelines, and then you're revisiting your old timelines, having those experiences. So back to you.
Okay, and you mentioned in there, Ron, body density. So, and I think you were talking about this another time too, that the more we clear out our bodies now and focus on the physical healings, as you've been doing the special calls for us. So is that sort of a good way for us to, good place for us to focus on our healings with our physical health?
Well, yeah, if you're dealing with a physical health issue, that's on the old Earth only, not on the new Earth.
Right.
So you want to clean away the densities from your health issue. I'll kind of give you a little scenario here. Let's say you're just driving your car. You're going pretty slow, maybe 25 miles an hour. Down, you know, the street that you live on, and all of a sudden, a dog or cat runs out in front of your car, and maybe it's 100 feet away, and it just keeps going, and there's no problem at all with you, you know, running into it or hitting it. Well, if you just see it happening before your eyes, and you don't tie into it, that's perfectly fine, because you're just observing. Now, let's just say that happens to you. And all of a sudden, that brings a memory of you having a close call, maybe with something on the road, dog or cat or, you know, squirrel or whatever. It doesn't matter if you ran over it or not. It's just that if you bring the past into your life from a current event, and now you go, oh, boy, I remember that happening. I you know, I almost hit this dog. But right away, you got taken out of your peace energy, and you're now on the old Earth. Before you could have been on the new Earth because you're peaceful. Now you're on the old Earth visiting your past timeline and thinking about that close call that you had. So that's another way to look at it. So back to you.
Okay. Oh, I just wanted to say I misspoke before. In September, it's not the organ restoration call you're going to do. That'll be in December. The call that Ron said he feels he's going to do, because we need it, quarterly, is the spirit retrieval, spirit in the box or spirit retrieval call. That is very, very powerful. It literally brings back parts of your missing spirit that's been stolen through the ages. So that's the one Ron's going to be doing in September. Sorry about that, but that's going to be great. Okay. Hi, Ron. Just wanted to say that you have done a great job of getting rid of a lot of aliens from here. Whenever the skies are clear at night, I now never see stars in the sky. I only ever see one star, and that is it. Thank you for your help.
Yep, very good, yeah. Very good.
Yeah, I second that, we never really know if it's alien or not, but I haven't seen chemtrails in a really long time where I live. So
there's that movie Eureka that on the first episode it shows. It's an older movie.
It's a show, Ron. Just so that's clear, it's a TV show.
TV show, okay. And it did show the sky changing, I think, from night to day, as it was being manipulated instantly. So there's, and that's an old show, bringing back, if you look at it, you may have more understanding, maybe about what's happening. I only saw one issue of it, or one show, but it did show the weird clouds. And this they made in 2006, so... Remember, the dark side always has to show you typically what's going to be in your future. So you can look at that and understand what you're seeing now. But they actually, I think, brought a daylight event in, and then they changed the clouds for the night clouds, I mean the stars, and a dark background like we have every night. So, but anyway, maybe some people have commented on it or seen it. And weird things happening. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone has a question about the special forces. Will the soldiers have a choice to remain universally active after ascension, perhaps to keep the new Earth safe?
No need for that.
Okay.
Don't need. And maybe if somebody's seen that movie, we could talk about it. Want to send an email in or something on how you now see that movie and different insights on it. Maybe we can talk about it maybe next week or something. Or maybe even tomorrow.
It was quite a few years ago. I believe I saw that show, Ron. And the lead character is the sheriff. Is that correct? In the story?
Well, there's a sheriff. I don't know. I only saw bits and pieces of it.
Okay.
But they had an underground facility where they made all the different military weapons, they stated. And they were having weird things happening, you know, in the town. So...
Yeah,
we'll see if we can get some testimonials from people, possibly,
right,
if they have seen it, and how it relates to what you know now from a movie that was, you know, made, 12 years ago. And it was probably basically, you know, maybe created since it was 06, maybe they wrote the movie in 04 or something, you know? So, you know, that was the consciousness of what they were downloaded at that time to bring forth for people to view, to see what, to indicate what the future is going to be like. I'm really interested in a lot of the new movies where they have that, plastic, clear, we'll just say glass, but, you know, clear plastic screen, and you can see through it, and it's a monitor, and they have that in their hands. That's been on the newer shows coming out. So that is available, you know, and I don't know where the electronics would be on it, because it doesn't look like they have anything really attached to it. So, and you probably have all seen that on some of the newer shows. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. Yeah, we would love to hear from anyone who has watched that. And the reason Ron will share with us these different movies or shows is that they're showing reality or part of a reality of what's going on here or has been going on to the Earth and essentially what happened to all of us and this poor planet. So here's a question, Ron. Would the planet star clearing, which has vortex portals and stargates, work like the skin auric if you put body parts in the box?
You'd have to name each one you want to put in there, and it can take energies off of you. So you'd have to indicate what organ or maybe location. You know, maybe you have a left shoulder that hurts. So that could be, you know, either with your bones or cartilage or muscles or nerves maybe. So you'd want to run each one of those in there and see if there's any energetic cordings from the planets attached to that and just see what happens. Be worth a try. So back to you.
Okay. Just a quick reminder that, of course, we want to hear, have all your questions sent to clsquestions@bbsradio.com, or you can click on the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page to the Weebly page and send us a message. However, if you need a response, if you're writing in about something personal that's going on for you and you want Ron to get a personal message from you, it's best not to use that chat option because then we can't get back to you. And there's no, we can't even forward it to Ron because Ron won't know who the person is that's writing in. So just be careful of that. Sometimes we get people and they don't, I feel bad that their email doesn't or their message doesn't get read on the radio show, but then they're not answered either. So just make sure we can reach you. Okay, you have a clearing, Ron, on the website called the Immaculate Conception Clearing. And this person wants to know what clearing should precede doing this, other than the emotional and mental, is the Master 4-in-1 a prerequisite to doing the Immaculate Conception clearing?
No, you wanted as many clearings as you can because you want to be able to have the space for the energy to work with you. Remember, what you're doing is you're bringing the energy upon your birth and your genetics, from being conceived is what you're really working with. You're working with your conception energy. And so that's working with the DNA from your father and your mother. And then once that's being kind of cleared out, then that energy has to come to you, cleared out, and come to your body. And naturally, you're older, and you have all your stuff exposed, right? All of your issues are there. So where is that energy going to come into you now to do a healing on you? It's not going to wipe out everything that you're dealing with today throughout your life. It'll just come into you now to help clean out you a little further and to hold space of that energy, okay? So the more clearings that you have, the more this is going to help you and affect you. So it's giving you more space of non-judgment energy, so your body can hold that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Boy, this show is going by very fast, Ron. And I just want to take a brief moment to mention that there's no healing call tomorrow, this coming Saturday, but there is one the following Saturday, July 28th. And as the Saturday healing calls always do now, it will start at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It is a $20 call, which you pay on through PayPal on Ron's website, and you can sign up all the information. Yes, it's $20, excuse me. And this one is especially going to focus on the eyes and ears. Eyes and ears density clearing. And I believe you've mentioned, Ron, that we may still have cameras and other devices in our eyes and microphones and other devices left from aliens in our ears. And that's part of what you'll be taking away on this call. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And I was just thinking for the sensory clearing, why don't we schedule that, and I don't know if it'll be too late or not, but we could do one a week from this coming Monday. That'll give people, you know, a little bit over a week to get ready for it. It could be after the BBS call, but I don't know if that would work for people, you know, on the West Coast here, because that would be at 5. So maybe I could schedule that maybe 6 o'clock. Pacific time. I'm going to write that. Maybe you can write it down, Ann.
Okay.
Maybe Monday at 6 o'clock, and maybe we can get the date on it of what that would be. And then I could also do maybe another call on Wednesday, but boy, that could be difficult because we have, you know, the water charging call, then we have you know, BBS, and that would put it probably pretty late for people. You know, if you're back east right now, you know, you're looking at 11 o'clock. If I were to do it after BBS, that might be too late.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons I kind of like Monday, because I know when you did the organ restoration, then a lot of people did sign up, you know, for 5, but you're right, then it's early. Well, what about just doing it on a Saturday afternoon? That seems to work for everybody. Oh, and is that a call people can be absentee or they have to be live on it?
They could be absentee, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
The call will last probably about 2 hours. Although, you know, I won't be on the call for 2 hours continuous. Maybe we could check back about every hour just to see how people are feeling, because you will start to feel energies leave you. But normally when I do the call with people in person, it's at least a two-hour call. So I'll need probably the same 2 hours to work on everybody. So, yeah, we could schedule it for 6 on Monday, a week from this coming Monday.
Okay.
So what's the date on that? 21st is tomorrow. 22nd.
I'm just opening that up,
Sunday,
Ron, one sec.
23rd would be the 30th, right?
Maybe. I believe so. Let me just. Yes, the 30th. Monday the 30th.
Okay. So let's plan that, and we'll do it at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay, and do you have the cost on that, Ron?
Since I'll be doing a group, normally I think I charge, I used to charge $200, then I lowered it down to $150, so I'd probably make it $100.
Okay. And this is the sensory clearing, and maybe can you give us a little description, Ron, of what that's...
Well, I go back, it'd be for each person, so just talking to people listening. So I'd go back to the time when you first came here for this last stint on living on Earth continuously with the forced reincarnations, okay? And there are some people that may have been here you know, prior to that, but they already left and came back, okay? So this would be the last stint. And I've been up to, I think, 105,000 years for the oldest person so far. And most people probably land, you know, I'd say maybe 50,000 to 70,000 years, something like that. There are some that are less, not too many. But, you know, normally you're here for a while. And then what I could do is the people on the call then could send me an email, and I could tell them approximately when they came here. It'll be pretty close, you know, within maybe a few thousand years. And I can tell you how long you've been here on this planet consecutively, okay? And there are times when maybe you don't incarnate, or maybe sometimes 1,000 years or something, but typically, you know, you're here, you know, pretty consistently, maybe every 200 to 300 years as you incarnate. Some people are incarnated every 100 years. You're just here and here and here, and you, those people look kind of worn out, you know, when you see them. So we can give that a shot and just see how it works. And that would be, you know, a week from this Monday till about the 30th, I guess, huh?
Yes. Yes, Ron, I'm just making note of that for everybody. And that's wonderful, and it's $100. And maybe some people who have experienced the century clearing, because Ron has been doing that for a long time, could write in and share.
Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't say what it does for you. This is running out of time, looks like, but it'll take away a lot of densities from you, and you're going to feel better. So, better do the Mind of Heart Drop. We're running out of time here. So here we go. Mind of Heart Drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. We'll see you later. Bye.